Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am so blessed to be in the studio with Denise Fair, the Chief Public Health Officer for the City of Detroit, Detroit Health Department. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks so much for the prayers. Yes. I can feel them. I really can.
Yeah, you know, it's been a year since we spoke the last time, and we were trying to bust myths. We were trying to encourage people to make sure that they get tested. There was just a lot going on. And now, fast forward, we have vaccines. And I'm so proud today because this is 14 for me after my second shot. So that means I'm fully vaccinated. And I celebrated by buying myself a t-shirt and mask that says, fully vaccinated, you're welcome. And that's what you guys are trying to get and achieve for the city of Detroit right now.
We are. We're trying to get to 70% community immunity, which means that 70% of the population will take advantage of the vaccine.
Yeah.
And so we're getting there. We're right around 23%. But I need everyone who's listening under the sound of my voice, get vaccinated. It's going to keep you safe. It's going to protect you. It's going to save your life.
Keep you from going into the hospital and having to have such awful experience with being alone, which has been most of the people that I know who have had COVID and had to be hospitalized talk about the aloneness of the disease, and coming back from that is even harder. So imagine me being able to hug my grandkids for the first time this weekend. I haven't had a chance to do that. And so for me to be able to do that and hug my brother, like a real embrace over the weekend. I take care of my father, and we do shifts over the weekend. And I saw him on Saturday morning, and we got a chance to embrace for the first time in months and months. So that's what the vaccine means to me. And I've been saying it on the air and putting it on social media, how important it is. And what I love about the city of Detroit, you guys have been so aggressive on how to get the word out, first of all, and then making it easy for people to get that vaccine. And you have a great neighborhood initiative right now.
We do. So we're bringing the vaccine directly to Detroiters right in their neighborhood. We're partnering with DPSCD and the Islamic Center of Detroit. In fact, yesterday we were at Western and Henry Ford High School. Today we're going to Randolph, and we have a host of other sites scheduled for this week. We're offering the vaccine, and we want you to take advantage of this. Yeah. It's easy. Call us now. 313-230-0505. Again, 313-230-0505. This is open to any Detroiter who lives or works in the city of Detroit.
Absolutely. And that's the other key. You know, you have people who work in grocery stores. They're working in restaurants. They're doing those kind of things. And they are highly exposed to the variants that are out there right now. Mm-hmm. And it's important. You know, you got to be masked up. You have to be able to distance yourself. You still have to wash your hands. But that extra layer of protection is so worth the arm pain for me.
Good. You know what? One thing I want to say is that our people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And I really want your listeners to hear that. I'm a PK, so I feel like I can say that.
Yeah.
And so I want you to arm yourself with knowledge so that you can make an informed decision on what's best for your family, for yourself, for your community. And I'm here to tell you, take the vaccine.
Yeah.
It is going to save your life. Yeah. Now, it's also important to know that we're still in the middle of a pandemic. And just as Randy said, you still have to wash your hands. You have to mask up and practice social distancing for a little while longer.
Yeah. For a little while, it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I know everybody is tired, but you know, this is so important to the whole body. And I love that churches have gotten involved doing vaccine sites. And then there are pastors who have gotten shots so that everybody could see them get their vaccines. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's so important that the pastors and the bishops in this area keep working with the parishioners and letting them know this is something you have to do. And then as a family, it's really important. We made appointments for the youngins, you know, in my family. Mm-hmm. You're going. because you have to be around me.
Right.
And we have tightened our pod a lot. You know, it's just my siblings, my dad, my aunt who is 92 years old. And if you want to be around her, you get that vaccine.
You know what? I encourage everyone, have a family meeting.
Yes.
Schedule it. And say the agenda is vaccinations. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to partner with the city of Detroit because our pastor said it, because our mayor said it, and we're going to go out and get vaccinated. Do it as a family.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the TCF Center. You can drive through. You can walk in. You can go to any one of our church locations or, again, our neighborhood vaccination week. It's important that you take advantage of this life-saving opportunity.
Yeah, and I just love how organized you guys have been with this effort. Mm-hmm. And you go in, you get that paperwork filled out, you go, you stick your arm out, you get the shot, you sit for 15 minutes and you're out. It's not a lot of time.
No, it is. It's easy. And we've made it easy for you to schedule your appointment. Again, one number, 313-230-0505. You don't have to go online to schedule. You don't have to wait in long lines. Again, one number, 313-230-0505.
Denise Fair, I appreciate you so much. I see you doing your thing on television. You're working so hard to get the word out, to keep Detroiters safe. And I just want to honor you and thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you so much, Randy. And I'll share that with the Detroit Health Department team. Thank you.